Tamil Nadu BJP demands arrest of DMK leader Sadiq for his sexist jibe at women leaders, urges Stalin to break silence. Chennai, Tamil Nadu State BJP President K. Annamalai on Saturday condemned the DMK leader Sadai Sadek's derogatory remarks against women BJP leaders and said that the latter's comments were really wrong. What the DMK leader said is seriously wrong. I've spoken to Khushbu, Namitha, Gayatri Raghuram and Gautami Tadamira. I appreciate Kanimoji, DMK MP, for supporting them and condemning the DMK leader, Tamil Nadu BJP Chief K. Annamalai while addressing a media briefing. In a video clip which has gone viral on social media, DMK leader Sadai Sadiq made derogatory remarks against the BJP for depending on four Tamil actresses Khushbu, Namitha, Gayatri Raghuram and Gautami Tadamira. The program was also attended by Mano Thiagarajan, the Tamil Nadu Minister for Information Technology and Digital Services. When men abuse women, it just shows what kind of upbringing they have had and the toxic environment they were brought up in, BJP leader Khushbu Sundar said. These men insult the womb of a woman. Such men call themselves followers of hashtag Kalagner, M. Karananadi. Is this new Dravidian model under CMMK Stalin rule? Kanimoji apologized to Khushbu and said, I apologize as a woman and human being for what was said, Kanimoji said on Thursday. This can never be tolerated irrespective of whoever did it, of the space it was said or the party they adhere to. And I'm able to openly apologize for this because my leader at MK Stalin and my party at Arivalayam don't condone this. BJP Tamil Nadu Vice President Narayanan Tirupathi said that DMK President and Chief Minister MK Stalin should have ordered the arrest of Sadai Sadiq. Will a mere apology and distancing from the comment correct the wrongdoing? Tirupathi asked. Tamil Nadu police by now should have arrested that person under Women Harassment Act who spoke filthily against women. If that is not done, the comments made by Kanimoji do not have much importance. We also request Kanimoji to initiate action against the party member and throw him out of the party so that no one dares to repeat this ever. If no action is taken immediately, the people of Tamil Nadu will conclude that the DMK is an anti-women and male chauvinist party. Meanwhile, K. Annamalai also tore into Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin and said that the Coimbatore blast case was handed over to NIAR only after 4 days. NIAR is a professional agency. It finds cross-border terrorism. From Tamil Nadu also 2 or 3 officers also present in NIAR. Governor has spoken clearly that Tamil Nadu police have done a clear investigation but after 4 days only Tamil Nadu Chief Minister took actions and gave the case to NIAR, added Annamalai. Earlier on October 27, Tamil Nadu State BJP President K. Annamalai said that the Tamil soil has become a heaven for all anti-national elements to take refuge. Speaking to NI in the wake of the car blast in Coimbatore on October 23, in which one person was charred to death, Annamalai said, "We are happy that the case is going to National Investigation Agency, NIAR. The tentacles of this terror are much deeper. It has spread across Coimbatore. We are worried about the mindset of this government. The case was of such seriousness and ramifications but the state government denied admitting it and even forced the DGP to call it a cylinder blast. Such kind of thing never happened in the history of Tamil Nadu. We have never seen this kind of incompetent government," the state BJP leader said. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.